I invoke the presence of Inyan, the ancient ones, the seers of all.
Is Phil Golding, and this is the second part of the introduction to my podcast series called The Way Forward for Yourself and for Humanity. This podcast is called Know the Way Forward. It is devoted to helping you be aware of, understand, and live by the essential foundational principles that enable you to overcome suffering and evolve to become the solution for your own life. These same foundational principles that enable you to master your personal life also apply in the same way on a family, community, national, and international level. It is worth noting that since I became aware of these foundational principles as a part of my own journey of healing and awakening, I have never seen them contradicted. Where there is goodwill, loving kindness, compassion, harmony, equality, inclusiveness, justice, integrity, healing, and awakening, these principles will be the enabling factor. When these signs of a highly functional and harmonious community are missing, these foundational principles will also be missing. So test it out for yourself. The main reason why people cannot identify, choose, and promote a positive way forward for the world is because they do not know the essential principles or physics of consciousness that, if lived by and promoted, would enable us to continue to evolve. So there are two foundational principles that can be found at the root of every effective path of self-awareness all through the ages that have the power to create conscious communities that are centered in love, compassion, kindness, inclusiveness, integrity, equality, and mutual prosperity. It is important to listen to the whole podcast to understand how these two foundational principles work together to heal, awaken, and empower you to be your real potential and to be of benefit to others. So these foundational principles are as follows. Firstly, unconditional acceptance. Now this comes in three levels. Firstly, unconditional acceptance applies to yourself. You are worthy simply because you exist. You have a fundamental right to be human. We are all equally here to learn to grow in our own way, on our own path. This is vital to understand. Unconditional self-acceptance is the key that opens your heart to yourself and therefore your awareness of how to care for yourself and awakens you to your potential of unconditional love. That is the very core of your own being. Unconditional self-acceptance enables you to face your deepest fears and insecurities by no longer identifying with self-judgment or the judgment of others. Now, I know this very well. When I was 20, I was suicidally depressed. Through facing myself with unconditional self-acceptance and learning to open my heart to myself, layer by layer, I worked through the self-judgment, the self-condemnation that was deeply buried in my unconscious mind, to the point where the depression literally fell apart due to the deep enough level of self-acceptance. Unconditional self-acceptance is the opposite of all the thought structures that may have been conditioned into your mind that confuse you, disempower you, and cause you to suffer. Unconditional self-acceptance is the path to your own healing and awakening. Unconditional self-acceptance enables you to become your own sanctuary and foundation of self-worth. Understand, though, unconditional self-acceptance is not self-indulgence. It is, in fact, self-responsibility. You will understand more about this when I talk about the second foundational principle. Therefore, unconditional self-acceptance enables you to open your heart to yourself, which is the same as opening your awareness, and enables you to safely face all your traumas, fears, and insecurities with self-compassion, which is essential for healing and awakening. So the next level is unconditional acceptance of all others. Unconditional acceptance also applies to our approach to everyone else for the same reasons. We all need to be loved and accepted. And all the confusion and suffering in this world is a result of not receiving love and acceptance. Unconditional acceptance awakens us to compassion, kindness, inclusiveness, equality, service, etc., and all that heals relationships. This is the path to being the solution to your own suffering and the solution to the suffering of humanity. This is the path of universal love. Unconditional acceptance is what heals the divisions within humanity. It is the creator of peace and harmony within yourself and with those around you. So the third level is unconditional acceptance of life itself. Life is happening for you, not to you. Facilitated by the power of unconditional self-acceptance, every experience of life is providing you with a mirror to see yourself more clearly, to see where you need to heal your confusions, your fears and insecurities, your emotional pain. Every experience also gives you the opportunity to feel into your higher guidance, to what feels right, so you can know the right way to go forward. Life is a universal consciousness that is one with your own consciousness and is the source of these foundational principles that govern your evolution and enlightenment. Your oneness with life as a universal consciousness explains phenomena such as synchronicity and conscious creating. To be able to experience how life is happening for you, you need to also understand and live the second foundational principle of total personal responsibility. So you are life experiencing itself. So the second foundational principle is total personal responsibility. To be the master of your mind and to be in full control of your life, you must accept total personal responsibility for all that you think, therefore feel, say, and do. This is the affirmation that you have and are the potential to master your mind. This is the path to mastering your mind. If you don't face your own mind, you will not learn how to master it. Total personal responsibility is the opposite of all thought structures that have been conditioned into your mind that disempower you and cause you to believe you're a victim, therefore causing you to give your power away and preventing you from taking control of your life. Total personal responsibility, guided by unconditional acceptance, is the path of wisdom and integrity. So this enables us to overcome being a victim and therefore rise above blaming and hate and therefore conflict. It is the understanding that suffering is caused by the ways that you think and the meanings that you place on the circumstances and conditions of life and yourself in relation to this. This is very, very important to understand. This is the key to self-empowerment. It is the understanding that suffering is caused by the ways that you think and the meanings that you place on the circumstances and conditions of life and yourself in relation to this. The circumstances and conditions of life are not the cause of your suffering. They are simply experiences, as challenging as they may be, that give you the opportunity to learn to take care of yourself, to learn how to set appropriate boundaries based on your own self-care, or how to let go of what you have no control over. So the one thing in this world that you potentially have full control over is your own mind, which is why it is so important to take total personal responsibility for it. Otherwise, you will not learn how to master your mind. You will not learn how to access your true potential. The more control you have over your own mind, the more control you will have with how you positively and constructively respond to the circumstances and conditions of your life, and therefore make each experience work for you in terms of learning and awakening, and creating the life that you want, of course. So total personal responsibility enables you to be the disciplined, intelligent, and aware manager of your life, and therefore enables you to create the life that you want, that matches your real potential in a way that also ultimately benefits all those around you. Because it is aligning you to your highest potential, your higher levels of consciousness. Now understand that for these principles to work in your life, they must be united, like two wings of the one bird. They cannot go separately. Unconditional self-acceptance supports and guides the way we take responsibility with love and compassion. And personal responsibility brings power and focus and discipline and wise action to unconditional love. So combining these two foundational principles, it is your total personal responsibility to accept and love yourself and all others unconditionally. This commitment to yourself and life awakens you into your conscious awareness above and beyond the ego, where you access your real potential to master your life. This is your true power center, where you need to focus your identity in order to be the master of your life. By committing your life to the total personal responsibility to accept and love yourself and all others unconditionally, sets you on the path to heal shame, self-judgment, misplaced guilt, dependency, depression, trauma, stress and anxiety, existential emptiness, fear and insecurity, in other words, all suffering. By committing your life to the total personal responsibility to accept and love yourself and others unconditionally, enables you to rise above blaming others for your suffering, and therefore you'll stop giving your power away. Understand that your suffering is actually the opportunity to accept, observe, mentor, and heal your own mind as your own loving guardian. Accepting yourself while taking personal responsibility for your life enables you to get on with having a go at living these principles while accepting the outcomes and learning from each experience of having a go. There is no failure. There is just the opportunity to learn and grow through each experience. This is how to shift into the reality of life happening for you, not to you. So life is not expecting you to be perfect. Life as a universal consciousness is accepting you as you are in each moment unconditionally. This is the actual source of unconditional love that we all are within and plugged into. You are here to evolve, and therefore every moment of every day is your new starting point, where you do what you can to have a go at living these foundational principles and learn from each experience. This authentic approach to life places you in the natural flow of life, where life can facilitate your healing and awakening. Personal responsibility shows you that if your approach to life is not working for you, it is not because it can't work. It is that you need to learn more and be more open to what that moment is teaching you, and to reach out for help and for further knowledge. It is knowing that you are the ultimate source of love, wisdom, and power that enables you to increasingly tap into this real potential that is at the very core of your own being. It is knowing that life is intentionally and consciously guiding you to awaken and realize this potential within you. By committing your life to the total personal responsibility to accept and love yourself and all others unconditionally, gives you the ability to establish your own foundation of worth and responsible self-care. You are no longer running on empty. You no longer need to take from others and the earth to fill up that emptiness within you. You are more able to flow into the world from your own self-sustaining foundation of love. By basing your life on these principles, you naturally develop honesty, integrity, presence of mind or mindfulness, compassion, discipline, etc. When these principles are being lived in leadership and community, you will see that community functioning with kindness, compassion, inclusiveness, justice, mutual support, sustainability, prosperity, etc. There will not be greed or exploitation or division. Those you observe in this world who live in love, harmony, and sustainable abundance are living effectively by these principles. You can identify the right people to be leaders of your community by the ways they live these principles as their way of life. They don't have to be perfect. They do need to be sincere. They will have genuine integrity, and they will sufficiently know the way forward. They will know how to accept their mistakes and learn from them. They will have genuine humility. They will promote harmony, inclusiveness, equality, honesty, accountability, justice, and compassion. Unconditional acceptance and total personal responsibility are the fundamental foundational principles that are the foundation of every effective path of wisdom from all ages. It is what makes them work. It is the physics of consciousness that governs the human mind, for the purpose of lifting the human mind out of its confusion and suffering. Unconditional acceptance is an essential quality of unconditional love, which is how, as conscious beings, we feel and experience oneness with each other and with life itself as a universal consciousness, which is the source of our ultimate potential. Total personal responsibility enables you to cut through all the confusions of the human mind that says you are separate from this oneness and therefore powerless over your own mind and the world that is created by the human mind. Total personal responsibility aligns you to the higher laws of life that govern the human mind, hence it being the path of wisdom. Unconditional acceptance and total personal responsibility to be a transformational force in your life cannot be separated, as I've pointed out. They are the two wings of that one bird, which is you. Personal responsibility must be motivated by unconditional love in order to create peace and harmony. And love must be guided by wisdom for it to be unconditional and ultimately empowering. By living unconditional acceptance and total personal responsibility as your way of life, you will be awakened to the ultimate potential of your higher consciousness, your true nature. So there is no limit to how these two foundational principles of conscious awareness can teach you. So to learn more about how to transform your life and to be of service to humanity, go to my podcast channel and get into my 5 Steps to Freedom series and my Real Healing, Real Awakening series. For help with overcoming trauma, depression, stress and anxiety, go to my Quest of Healing series. You can access my podcast channel via my website, innerharmony.com.au. So this is the way forward for your own healing, awakening and evolving, and also the way forward for humanity. Know that your path of awakening brings benefit to everyone. Oh,